All right, folks, welcome back. It's Saturday morning with me, JJ John Jastrzemski. We're in for Evan Roberts out here on the Fan, and they brought me on a Saturday to the daylight. So that means we bring this guy to the daylight as we look ahead to what is a very, very juicy Saturday of college football across the board. We welcome in one of the best in the business. He is the handicapping extraordinaire from Barstool Sports, my main man, Rico Bosco. Rico, good morning. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, John? Can they handle guys like us in the daytime?
Well, listen, Rico, they don't have a choice. For the next 2.5 hours, they do not have a choice. And for the next 15 minutes, they do not have a choice. So let's rock and roll here. Juicy slate. I've been waiting for like one of these wall-to-wall, high noon until night type of slates. Is this your favorite card so far of the college season?
As far as watching games, yeah, it's great. Like you said, wall to wall. It's going to be a fantastic day. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, let's get it going with a bang. You have Harbaugh and Michigan. They never win big games. They never find a way to beat ranked opponents. Now they're on the road. They're taking on Wisconsin. All the money in the world is coming in on the Badgers, and I understand why. Wisconsin, a 3.5-point favorite. Michigan, so unimpressive in that game against Army a couple weeks ago. First of all, fair line, right, with the Badgers being favored by 3.5?
Yes, and what's crazy is the preseason line was about 7. It's a 10-point swing. I think Wisconsin was getting 7 in the summer. So, crazy swing. But, yes, accurately set, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%, and that's a good note there. The line has dramatically shifted because of what the perception was of Michigan and what the perception currently is of them now and Wisconsin right now. So, obviously, it's a big game for Harbaugh. If Michigan wants any chance of making a college football playoff, this is a game they have to win. You look at the side here, Rico. We know how bad Harbaugh's been in these sort of games. Any way you can justify a Michigan play?
No. Like you said, yeah, really bad. Harbaugh's 1-7 against the spread in his last 8 on the road. I was very high on this Wisconsin team last year. You know, it's kind of the same story with Kuhn at quarterback. You know, not ultra impressive. Jonathan Taylor is going to run the ball. The defense is always going to keep him in the game. I was low on Shea Patterson early in the year. I guess the whispers are now this. You know, the offense is going to take a little while to get going. They're running out of time here. Better get going. I'm not impressed with Michigan at all. And I like Wisconsin here if I was going to play the side.
Okay, now we get to 3:30. Big game. Auburn. Big win over Oregon earlier in the year. They're a top 10 team. They're 3-0. Now they go on the road to Texas A&M. Line opened at 4, down to 3.5, and that's with big Texas A&M money coming in. I love the Auburn quarterback. He's spunky. He was fun. He was dynamic in that second half against Oregon. Can Nix make enough plays, Rico, to have a chance to go and win on the road in College Station in a hostile environment?
Well, I mean, we're going to find out, you know, and I was high on this Oregon team. That kid came to play. Now, granted, that was a neutral site game. Road games in the SEC are a totally different animal. I'm very excited to see what he can do. I think Malzahn is in a spot here where he's got to prove himself as well. You know, Jimbo Fisher's been really good. He's 8-1 at Kyle Field against the spread. I guess I'm impressed with Nix. If you make me pick a side, I'm going with Nix. You know, I know that's tough to take the road team, but I was high on Oregon. He outplayed Oregon. I'll give the nod to Auburn to at least keep it within the field goal, but I think they can win on the field as well.
We have the college football handicap over at Barstool Sports. Rico Bosco, always a little flair for the dramatic with Rico. And Rico, listen, Notre Dame is going to have to be praying to the high heavens, I think, Saturday against the Georgia Bulldogs. Anytime it seems like Notre Dame on the road takes it up a notch in a weight class, it usually doesn't end well for them. And I know Notre Dame played well at home against Georgia 2 years ago, a game they easily could have won. But just think about this line now for a minute. Opened at 11.5. Now is it 14.5? Is this a competitive game midway through the third quarter, or does this have all the makings of a Georgia route?
It's sounds really chalky to say it, but yeah, I do think it's a route. And you touched on it. You know, Notre Dame does not perform well on the road. I'm looking at some numbers here with Kelly. They did beat Michigan last year. Granted, that was week one, so that wasn't really necessarily a full testament of who Michigan was at the end of the season. And they beat an overrated Stanford team on the road. But I'm looking at games, you know, and they stand out. That big Miami game in 2017 got walloped on the road. Lost to USC in 2016. They went to Clemson and lost. Granted, that was close. The Arizona State game, I remember, as years back in 2014. It always seems like Kelly lays a dud. You know, Swift is a great running back. I like Fromm a lot. I'm on Georgia here. I just, like you said, Kelly just doesn't deliver in the prime time. I know the defense might do some things to maybe slow him down, but I think Georgia really opens it up kind of wire to wire, and I think this one is, you know, one you're shutting off midway through for the casual fan. I think this is a blowout.
Okay, Rico, so if we're shutting that game off and it's going to be Georgia going away, maybe we're turning our attention to Oklahoma State and Texas. And are you surprised that this line now is moving in the favor of the Cowboys, considering Texas had all this hype in the preseason? I didn't think they played a terrible game against LSU. I mean, they couldn't get a stop, but I thought their offense, all things considered, played pretty well. Seeing this line moving down throughout the week, it's at 6.5. Some places it's at 6. You give Oklahoma State a shot of not only being competitive in this game, they have a shot to win this game outright?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like Gundy has Texas's number. They're always playing them well. I remember some outright wins. It always seems like Oklahoma State has their number. Now, the thing I'll remind people, you know, Oklahoma State looks great, and everybody is now back down to earth on Texas after losing to LSU. But Oklahoma State loses a ton of production from their offense last year. I thought they were way better last year. So I still think it's going to be a pinball machine, as it always seems like, Big 12 games at night. The over seems almost too easy, to be honest with you. But, yes, Oklahoma State's a very, very live dog here.
Okay, Rico, it's the moment we all been waiting for. Your best bets for the Week 4 slate in college football. And is there going to be a common theme amongst the picks this weekend, Rico? That is what I am wondering. I know you're a man of principle. I know you're a man of pattern. Is there a pattern this week with the picks in any way?
Yeah, my clocks are set back 3 hours. I'm taking surf lessons, and I'm eating Del Taco.
There you go. So let me get this straight. We are West Coast hopping, man. I feel like you should be calling me dude. I feel like we should be, you know, hanging out, Pacific Beach, getting the surfboards. And then, you know, at high noon, we're coming in and watching football, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to be California dreaming this weekend, John. I can tell you that for a fact. A lot of Pac-12 games that I like. I think Chip Kelly is in serious trouble out there in UCLA on the road. And Leach seems to be a quarterback whisperer. I mean, you saw what Minshew, you know, did over the other night with Jacksonville. You know, he's got his kids playing. I think Wazoo, even though it's a big number, UCLA on the road is a bet against for me. So I'd say Wazoo with 18.5. I like the Ducks a lot at -10, -10.5, wherever you're getting that. We've seen Stanford now get killed in the air through UCF and USC, who was on a backup quarterback, once they figured it out. So I think Oregon's speed, playmaking, really is going to be a problem for a Stanford team that's looking to pound the ball and control the clock, and they're not going to be able to do that when they're down. A team I love is Utah State. They got a kid, Jordan Love, that's now being talked about as a first-round pick, potentially. I was on him last year. He was an ATM machine for me. I love San Diego State. You know, I still have the house that they bought me in 2015. It felt like when I was taking them every week. But Jordan Love's the best player on the field. I like Utah State. And then we're going to go down south for the best bet of the week. So this is a team that you might, you know, their headlines were they had the program taken away a couple of years ago. They've since come back and have been a powerhouse. It's UAB. I like UAB in the first half. And I like UAB -10 over South Alabama. South Alabama last week gave up close to 300 yards on the ground, 312 to be exact, to Memphis without their best running back. UAB has a really, really good kid by the name of Spencer Brown. They also have a quarterback who's going to keep them honest in Tyler Johnson. And how about this one for a stat, John? UAB, since they brought the program back, 13 in a row at home straight up, and they're on a 10-2-1 run at home. South Alabama, their last road win was in 2017 straight up, and their average losses are by 23 points a game. Their running back is banged up. They got the leading tackler has missed two games in a row. I think this is a banged-up team. I think UAB controls it. And this seems like a blowout to me from start to finish.
Well, you had me at ATM machines and houses. I got to be honest. That's where you had me there, Rico. That's why you wanted the best. And let's make it a winning week. Enjoy your college football Saturday. It's loaded from start to finish. So good luck for anybody trying to make plans this weekend. Not going to be all too productive. Take care, Rico, all right?
All right, John. Thank you very much.
Good stuff there from Rico Bosco. A lot more to do. It's John Jastrzemski with you right up until Yankee pregame. We're right here on The Fan.